changes are subject to negotiations and amendment revision by the representative of employees. And we've had an awful lot of problems emanating from email, and this is really expansive. The social media is a new thing. We're not averse to it. We realize, you know, there will enhance communication. But then again, there's, as I say, they issued some new regulations here, which really caused some problems.
These were issued back in about a year ago. In fact, almost.
Yeah, well, it's taken that long. The agency, if I could say anything, has maybe been reluctant to come to the table, but we're rather persistent in that regard.
So give us some of the ideas of some of the issues that you had with essentially the social media policy, the GSA social media guidance.
Well, there immediately some things came out. This policy adds a whole new set of rules, and it says any sort of message, virtually any time, that can construed as a personal attack of any kind, you could be disciplined for. So if you have some disagreement with a coworker or supervisory personnel, it could be interpreted as a personal attack. There's this language in here, endorsement of political parties, candidates, or groups. Well, there's existing language on Hatch Act that's been interpreted, and this is what means an endorsement. If people are engaging in some sort of postings, perhaps for or against a candidate or an issue, and then they're saying you can be identified as a representative of the agency at any given time, even though you don't even identify yourself as such. It prohibits lobbying with members of Congress, but employees are authorized to contact their representatives, certainly on issues and representational matters affecting their careers. We've not been disenfranchised. And there's language in here such as you have no expectation of privacy, so virtually you never really leave the place of employment. I give orientation to new employees regularly, groups, small groups. I spend half the time warning them, please, to be cautious in the use of this email. Now we've got a whole new world of electronic media that is growing as we speak, new communications. Who knows what's being developed at this point?
My sense was that some of these are extension of how people use email, and I just frankly don't remember. Was there negotiating over email or how you use that?
Well, actually, that's the thing. We have no current policy regarding it. Employees have been terminated, and the only policy I'm aware of, sir, is if you make a threat. Now, it's been expanded, and I've had disciplinary actions removed because I said if you could outline to me what the policy is regarding the content of this. But see, we were seeking clarification here. I said, let's address all these issues. Let's embrace the future. These tools can be very useful in the workplace, in projects and teams and things like that. But I have to have some assurance that employees have the right to pursue their private lives without interference by the employer.
Have you gotten, does this emanate from concerns from employees? Have they said, hey, we need some help on this issue because we're not comfortable with the regulations, with the social media as it currently is laid out?
As a matter of fact, members of my negotiating team didn't want us to agree to any official use of blogs and so forth in the performance of duties. And I kind of went over, rode them and said, no, we should agree to that. You know, I mean, but yes, it's, we just have case upon case of people who have lost their careers. You have to be cautious in communicating. These become anything you put. I've got thousands of people sitting at terminals for 8 hours a day. Now it's 24 hours a day, and anything they post can result in the end of your career. that's got to be hemmed in a little bit. We've got to give a greater definition to this.
I understand that that the National Federation of Federal Employees was negotiating with GSA, and then they broke things off on Friday. Talk a little bit about what happened up to that point.
If you want to call it negotiations, the agency technically walked out on us. We are seeking, the next step is to, we've been making arrangements for the services of a federal mediator who will bring the parties back together at the table and try them. The agency accepted not one word. We submitted several pages of counterproposals to try to clarify the policy. Not one word, sir, was accepted after 2 weeks. I said, there's no progress. That's not negotiating. The agency said solidly, and 500 times I must have heard, I cannot agree to. We said, could you have meetings and explain your policy to employees? They said, no, we can never agree to that. I said, just to explain your policy? It's you explain your policy. You know, answer their questions, inquire. I think these people, it's a whole new world out there we have to deal with. How many people receive these things on the internet now? Press this thing and tell your congressman you want to save the whales. Is that lobbying? According to the guidelines, you're out the door. You know, are you representing your employer or not? That used to be pretty clear, you know. But now, according to this, you never really clock out.
And I've seen some, I mean, there are some employees out there who I know are tweeting a lot, and oftentimes they'll specifically say, you know, this is my personal views, not the views of my employer. Is that the kind of thing that should one should automatically do?
They have a thing in here that you're supposed to put like this whole disclaimer, several sentences. I said, who realistically is going to be using these all the time? I personally don't think those disclaimers, my professional opinion, are going to save you or shield you from disciplinary action.